Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 184, Damage Control, What to Do When You Overindulge, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm your host and personal narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey, it's Thursday already. Welcome back to another episode of Optimal Health Daily, the podcast where I read blogs to you just like an audiobook every weekday. Now, our next book giveaway is in just 2 days. Wow, I can't believe it. March is almost over. But for me, I'm excited because that means baseball season's around the corner. Opening day is just a couple of days away. Who's with me? Okay, nobody. I'll move on. So if you want to be a part of our next book giveaway in just 2 days, you need to be on our mailing list by tomorrow night. Come by OLD Podcast to join the mailing list, and you'll be entered to win. I'll give you a little reminder at the end of the show again. So for now, let's get to the post as we optimize your life. Damage Control, What to Do When You Overindulge, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We've all been there. That time when we ate too much and ended up uncomfortably full, or we consumed more sweets than we intended at a party. A reader emailed me a few weeks ago about a similar scenario. Quote, Nia, I overindulged over the weekend and ate way too much junk food. I had some ice cream and then found myself constantly popping my kids' leftover Easter candy in my mouth all weekend. Can you give me a tough workout to burn all of this off? I want to undo the damage. End quote. It happens. Sometimes we eat too much or go bonkers on a tub of ice cream or Easter candy, and immediately after we start thinking about how we can undo the damage from our chow fest. Sure, I could give the woman who sent me that email a tough workout that will have her sweating, huffing and puffing, and burning a ton of calories, but that's not what I did. Taking on a damage control approach after overindulging is not the way to go. And before we get into what you should do, here are 4 problems from the typical damage control mentality. 1. It makes exercise a form of punishment. If you do an extra workout because you ate sweets or just too much in general, you're essentially doing this as a form of punishment. You're making yourself work out more because you were, quote, bad and ate too much. Activity and working out should never be done as a form of punishment. This false and ridiculous belief that is constantly being thrown at all of us, you've seen the magazine articles that tell you how to burn off a slice of pizza or a piece of cake, that we need permission to eat certain foods or earn our right to eat them is getting incredibly old and is also very degrading. You don't need permission to eat anything, and you sure as heck shouldn't feel guilty when you eat your favorite foods. We should be active and strength train exclusively for the positive, empowering benefits it provides. This is all part of the choosing to be more, not less philosophy. 2, it increases the perception that some foods are bad. I try not to label any food as good or bad because of the emotional response it can create. Because, for example, if you view pasta or your favorite ice cream as bad foods, then you'll automatically label yourself as being bad or doing something wrong when you enjoy these foods. Those thoughts lead to feelings of guilt and even shame, and that's not a good thing. There are no good and bad foods. Yes, we should strive to eat mostly real, minimally processed foods the majority of the time. But there's nothing wrong with enjoying, guilt-free, our favorite, not-so-healthy foods on occasion. 3, it leads to a negative self-image. This relates to points 1 and 2 that I just mentioned. There was a time when I labeled certain foods, and even food groups, as good and bad or clean and dirty. Without fail, if I ate a bad or dirty food, I'd feel immense guilt and call myself a failure for giving in to temptation and eating something I shouldn't have. All this did was negatively affect my self-image and make me feel like I wasn't good enough. 4, it can lead to obsessive and binge eating habits. Again, I know this from personal experience and from working with clients. Taking on a damage control mentality when I would overeat only increased my binge eating episodes in frequency and in volume. Then I'd respond by vowing to eat clean exclusively, And then I'd inevitably binge on the forbidden foods I was trying to avoid. This led to further guilt, shame, extra workouts, and this cycle only intensified with every episode. The bottom line is that nothing good can come from embracing a damage control mindset when you overeat or eat less than ideal foods. It's a negative mindset that leads to negative actions and thoughts. So what should you do the next time you overindulge? This may sound crazy, but forget about it and move on. Don't think about how many calories you ate. Don't think about trying to undo the damage. Don't feel guilty. Don't vow to do an extra workout. Try to forget about it and move on. Because really, what's the other option? Sure, you can beat yourself up for eating too much and feel immense shame and guilt. I've been there and done that. But what does this solve? It changes absolutely nothing and only leads to negative thoughts and actions that increase over time. I know from personal experience that if you always react negatively when you overeat, that an increasingly negative self-image will be the likely result. Choose to move on and focus exclusively on positive actions you can take. If you work out later in the day, remember that you're not doing it as a form of punishment. You choose to be active and work out because you're becoming a stronger, more awesome version of yourself. Eat mostly real food meals that you enjoy. Be active in a fun way. Just take positive, empowering actions. Remember, you don't need permission to eat your favorite foods. You don't have to earn them or attempt to undo the perceived damage afterward. Focus on the things that matter most. Eat real foods most of the time. Enjoy your favorite foods on occasion, guilt-free, of course. Be physically active in whatever way or ways you enjoy most, and definitely strive to become the best version of yourself. You just listened to the post titled, Damage Control, What to Do When You Overindulge, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. There are two things that I really liked about Nia's post. One is that there are no good or bad foods. I completely agree with that. Listen, I've said before, I'm a huge fan of pizza, French fries, and donuts. Each of those would probably be considered quote-unquote bad foods. Do I stay away from each of those? No. I do consume them, but I consume them in moderation. I enjoy them when I do have them. I savor every bite. The other thing I agree with is her idea of, look, if you mess up, try and move on. We all mess up. When I work with patients and clients, here's what I tell them. If they come back to me and they say, I did not meet any of the goals we set last week or 2 weeks ago, I'll say, that's okay. What can we learn from that? So the one thing I would add to Nia's advice would be, yes, definitely move on, but let's take a quick look back and see what can we do better the next time. What went wrong? What barriers were in your way? And what can we do about them moving forward? Again, we don't want to harp on the past. We just want to learn from it so that we constantly can be refining our tactics to be the best we can be. Now, once again, our next book raffle is happening this Saturday. So if you want to be in the drawing, you need to be on our mailing list by tomorrow night. Leon from the Kindness Diary series on Netflix actually donated a bunch of his books to us. So we have those to give away. Plus, the Minimalists donated 60 of their books too. So lots of books will be given away. The Minimalists are good friends of all of our podcasts. So if you haven't checked out their Netflix documentary, definitely do. It's really, really fascinating. And right after I'm done recording this show, I'm going to go home and check out the Kindness Diaries on Netflix. Now, to join the mailing list and be a part of those raffles, just come by our website, oldpodcast.com, and enter your email address. That's it. And it's a great way to show your support too. Thank you again so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber to the show. Thank you for sharing this podcast with a friend or family member. I'll be back tomorrow for the usual Friday Q&A episode where I'll be answering your questions and talking about my discomfort with CrossFit. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.